लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Before we begin with all the great conversations with all the great guests, I wanted to introduce myself as the host so you know who you're dealing with. I think that's only fair, but first of all, I wanted to apologize if my English isn't always as good as the English from a native speaking person, because my name is Michaela and I live in Germany. Please forgive me if not everything is always perfect. First, I want to tell you some more facts about me and my person. As I told you, my name is Michaela. I live in South Germany. I'm normally a studied business engineer. Yeah, I studied informatics as a woman. Woo. I worked in different countries as SAP project coordinator. I released some software in different companies and something like that, this kind of stuff. Then in 2008, my life told me, nope, Michaela, you have a problem. You need head surgery ASAP. Otherwise, you're gonna die. So 2008 was a really shitty year in my life, and I had completely to reorganize my life. That was the point, as I told you, vertical drama story, where I have to go to the hospital, where I needed ASAP a brain surgery when I got memory losses and I had to rebuild my life completely new. After that, first I wasn't able to work, I wasn't able to speak, I wasn't able to think. So I have to fight me back into my life. And while I was reorganizing my life, I became a lecturer at the university for business engineers. So now I'm working part-time as a business engineer lecturer at the university. And in the other time, in my free time, I do a lot of crazy stuff. I've discovered a love of cooking and baking. Some people now claim I'm addicted, but I think that's just a rumor. But I love really to cook, and I love create new recipes. I love creating great tastes of some spices and some kind of different kind of foods where some people say, really? That tastes good? I don't believe it. And then I tried and I said, oh yeah, I haven't eaten this kind of food, but that's really great. And I was so passionate in getting better in cooking that I was invited a few times over to cook for some two-star Michelin chefs and in TV shows and something like that. And because of all of that, I got a little bit of fame here in Germany, and I published a cookbook 2 years ago, and at the moment I'm writing on a baking book, so I'm kind of author also. I have also here 1,000 square meters big garden. I really like that, and I'm hosting every summer in my garden a garden concert. So if there are any musicians out there who wants to join my garden concert to play there, you're welcome. Contact me. It was an idea from a friend of mine we lived together while we were studying and were making music together. And yes, this year it was the 9th Michaela's Soundgarden, we call this project. And I had a musician from Canada, from the US, from Ireland, from England, everywhere. And I love to prepare finger food. I love to prepare a big concert in my garden. There are nearly about 100 people every year, and we have a lot of fun together. In my big garden, I also grow and harvest a lot of different types of fruits, of vegetables, everything I need to cook. And in my garden, I have also 5 chicken who live there. But fun fact, I don't like to eat eggs, scrambled eggs or something like this. I don't like it, but I have chicken. You know, I love to bake with the eggs or to make noodles or something like this. But the eggs in kind of scrambled eggs or something like this, I don't eat. So yeah, some people think that it's really confusing, but yeah, that's the fact that I don't like eating eggs. Yeah, okay. Otherwise, I have 5 chicken and I'm a dog mom. I have 2 black file trail Labradors called Bo and Dion. Bo is 13 years old. He's the old man, the senior of the house. And Dion is a 6-month-old pup. I always had dogs since I was not able to work full-time anymore. And I love to go hunting with my dogs. I love to do some special kind of training with my dogs, with Bo not anymore because he's too old for that. But I like going for a walk with my dogs. I'm a lot in my free time off to the nature to walk there, to train, something like this. And the living with the dog is so unconditional love. I don't want to miss it. So I'm a dog mom and I'm a chicken mom. Yeah, but that's really, really nice. The color of my dogs is black. My chicken also are black and I'm having black hairs too. So in my home, everything has to do with black. Not because I'm some gothic or anything like this. It's only because I like the color black. I don't know why. But my dad always told me, listen, Michaela, your hair is black, your dogs are black, and your soul is black. Maybe that's why I always had to play the evil fairy in the Sleeping Beauty at kindergarten. Who knows? I'm normally a really, really nice person. I'm not some kind of weirdo or anything like this, because of this stuff that happened in my life with this brain surgery. It was not the only surgery I had last year in January. I needed ASAP a heart surgery because I got, because of COVID, an arrhythmia in my heart. So I needed ASAP a heart surgery last year in January, because I only had 17% heart rate left. I was flown by the helicopter to a special clinic and I got there a surgery just in time, and I'm now fine with my heart. But yeah, as I told you, a little bit vertical drama in my life. And because of this whole heart situation, I go every day to the gym because I want to train my heart and my whole body again to get fit. And I'm not the typical kind of woman in my age, I think. But that's okay. I'm fine. I like not being normal. I'm a little sister. I have a 2-year older sister. I have 3 godchildren, all really beautiful and all kind. And I live near the Donau. I don't know if you know this Donau. It's a very, very huge river here in Europe. I have green brown eyes, and a little insider tip for me, if you ever see me directly and you give the best look to my eyes, then do it, because the greener my eyes are, the worse my mood is. That's really true. So yeah, I'm 5'10" high, so I'm not a really small person. My zodiac sign is Aries, with all the typical characteristics: stubbornness, headstrongness, straightforwardness, dedication, but also I have really good reliability, trustworthiness, and I'm good in teamwork. And I like to do things and not only to speak about it, if you know what I mean. Mostly of the time, I wear contact lenses or sometimes glasses. Mostly glasses when I go to the university and I have to look alike a little bit, like a prof, you know? Yeah. I've never had in my whole life a sip of my coffee. That's really true. Never, not even a sip. And my favorite dish is good spaghetti bolognese, because spaghetti you can eat at every time. Doesn't matter. It's like ice cream. No, I also like really good traditional German food. That's really nice. And when it's near Christmas, I bake a lot of Christmas stuff. Normally per year, I bake round about 60 different kind of Christmas cookies. I love to create new recipes on that. And I'm sending to all over the world every year Christmas cookies boxes, because I have round about 60 kilos of cookies every year. Yeah, and I like the snow. I'm more kind of autumn or winter child. My first contact to the vertical space was in 2023. It was the first show I ever watched, was The Double Life of My Billionaire Husband with Jared Harper. I saw a lot of advertising at Facebook and Instagram, and I tried to resist for a month, but at any point I can't resist anymore, and I bought a weekly membership at Real Short. And since then, I'm addicted. I'm not totally addicted so that I will watch every day a lot of vertical dramas. No, that's not the case. But in that time, I immediately watched all the shows released at Real Shorts there up to that point, except those with the Asian actors, because I don't know why, but I find it difficult to watch them, probably because of the original language, which is not understandable to me. So I normally watch only the English spoken verticals, because I don't even watch them on German. Some verticals were in German also synchronized, but that's really bad synchronizing. And so I always watch the verticals in the original English language. And as we all know, the vertical world is made up of people from every background, each one contributing their part to keeping the industry alive. And now I tell you the reason, or what's my intention with this podcast. So many people are connected to this world. Production crews bring stories to life with the help of actors and scripts. Platforms make their results available for the public. Fans watch it, generating the demand and revenue that drive future productions because of the money. Social media spreads the word. And from that comes a growing community. And I saw it at WordFest, how big this community is right now. In recent years, the vertical industry has evolved on many levels. New opportunities and ideas have emerged, thankfully for that, and global recognition has grown. In Germany here, verticals are not so huge popular like in other countries. In this podcast, I want to talk with people who are navigating the vertical world in different ways. From the fans, to the actors, to the creatives, to the script writers, directors, all kind of people. Those who've experienced both its bright sides and its dark moments. Because to be honest, there are not every day a shining bright moment in this world. And so I want to talk to these people with their experiences and to these people who even have gone through life changes because of all the work, the vertical stuff. So each guest has their own unique story about verticals, and that's exactly what I want to explore with them. I want to talk to people who play different roles, and I want to talk about things like, how and when did you get connected to the vertical world? What's your role in it? Because as I told, I have completely different kind of people. What do you like about the vertical world? What needs, in your opinion, improvement in this world? In which case had the vertical world influence of your career? Funny happenings on SAP, maybe some BTS. What do you think about this whole vertical community which has been built? Because we all know it's growing every day. And so I want to talk about something like this. Simply said, I want to chat a bit how you see and live in this vertical space. Open, honest, lighthearted and funny all together. So in a kind of way that we will meet online for a cup of coffee. Okay, not coffee for me. For a cup of tea and talk about the same interests. I want to create with my podcast different views to and of this whole vertical industry. I'm honored about the people who already said they want to join me in an episode, and I will be honored for more people to come. So if you want to join me for an episode, I would be more than happy if you can contact me. You can contact me on my email. It's letstalkaboutverticals@gmail.com, or you can send me a direct message on the Instagram profile. You find all the links you need to the podcast, where it's on Spotify, where it's on Apple Podcasts, and so on. You find in the bio of the Instagram site. So please don't hesitate. Contact me. Talk to me, speak with me. We are all open and relaxed people. Let's fill this podcast with a lot of episodes, great stories, great experiences, a lot of memories, and let's have a good time together. Hopefully, you will join me in this podcast. Don't forget to share, rate, and add this podcast to your favorites. Thank you very much. And let's talk about verticals. This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.